Blog Talk Radio.
For your mercy never fails. All my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake till I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. Cause all my life you have been faithful.
Enjoyed the goodness of God. Sometimes I didn't even know it, didn't even recognize it, didn't even see it. But when I look back and I think about his goodness, how mercy had always said yes, When everything else was saying no, mercy said yes. Grace said yes. Woo! Hallelujah. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle Jesus Christ, called by the Word of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. So happy to have each and every one of you all. We're going to get started here with a word of prayer. We're going to ask Pastor Bill from Akron, Ohio. He should be so kind to give us a word of prayer. And then we're going to get into the lesson for today. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Good afternoon, everyone. Amen. Thank you, Pastor, for that song. Amen. The goodness of God. Thank God for his goodness. Amen. And his great mercy. Amen. The scripture I'd like to share is coming from 1 Peter, the 2nd chapter, and verse 9. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who have called you out of dark his marvelous light. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus. We're thanking you, Father God, for the word at noon. We're thanking you for the listeners and those that are listening by internet and those that participate, Father God. We're thanking you for our pastor, Father God, as he so diligently teaches the word and make it plain that we can understand it. Father God, we give you praise today for each and every one that took time out to want to get on this broadcast and hear the word and even participate. Lord, we just thanking you, Father God, for all things. We ask that you will bless all those who've asked us to keep them in prayer. Be with all those that are sick and shut in. Be with those who are bereaved. Father God, we thanking you for the word. We cannot express enough how grateful we are to be able to learn more of your word, the true word of God. And Lord, we just give you praise. Continue to bless our pastor as he continues to teach this word. Holy Ghost, continue to use him and guide him as well as us. We love you, Lord, and we're thanking you for all things. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We're truly happy to have each and every one of you all again. And thank you for that awesome prayer, Pastor Bill. Listen, brothers and sisters, I talked to somebody on yesterday and last night, matter of fact, and it's okay. And let me tell all of y'all right now, if you have any questions, put it in the form of a question. And if you have an answer for me, then just tell me you got an answer. But don't ask me a question, then turn around and answer it. To me, that doesn't make sense. So if you got a question, I'm more than happy. And if you want to just chat about something, if you want to get into the Word of God, and we both, you know, hey, that's what I do. I mean, I love to get into Scripture and open them up. But in order to ask a question, you need an answer. So therefore, well, anyway, I talked to two people yesterday, and one of them seemed to think that I didn't really get across to what I was talking about on Monday. And for those that don't know, I merely introduced some things that we were going to talk about this week. Nothing in particular that I really discussed other than the fact in the book of Hebrews. And I was sharing with them, with everybody, about what had, about this sister had thought that, you know, you were, there was no more sacrifice for you. And believe me, brothers and sisters, I'm open to everything, but let's make sure we search out for the truth. That's my whole thing. I just want to seek for truth. And to me, it doesn't matter who right, who wrong. Hey, man, let's get some truth up in here, okay? Because that's what, at the end of the day, that's what it's all about, okay? It's about truth. And it's about the truth, not my truth, but the truth. And sometimes to do that, you have to do what 2 Timothy 3:16, because you have to study, 15 says, you have to study to show yourself approved, a workman unto God, need not be ashamed, but you have to rightly divide the word of truth. See, you can wrongly divide, because I have. You can wrongly divide the truth. So it's important that you rightly divide the truth, not denomination, not tradition. But anyway, but all that being said, if anyone have any questions, I pray to God that you are able to share it today. Or if you want to share it off air, that's fine. But what's really important is that we share and we get understanding. The Bible says in all you're getting, get understanding. Okay?
Yeah.
All right. So yesterday we were talking about Hebrews. Let's see. Well, I'll just read it, I guess. Hebrews 10 and verses 26, I believe it was. And we'll go a couple of verses up before that. And also, we just may deal with the whole thing because what this really talking about is sacrifice, okay? So whatever you hearing today, please hear the sacrifice part. That's really important because that's what this scripture is all about, too. It's about sacrifice. And I may have to ask Pastor if she can read out of the Messenger, out of the King James and out of the Messenger. And I like for people to engage. This ain't my show. This is our gospel. 2 Corinthians 4, this is our gospel, okay? It's not my gospel. It's our gospel. So with that being said, I want all of us to participate and engage, okay, in the 26th verse, the 10th chapter, and the 26th verse. This is one part of what we were talking about on yesterday, but there was a whole lot of other stuff we was going to talk about, but I want to make sure we go and take care of this first. Okay, it says, but if we sin willfully, after that we had received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sin.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Bring the message, Bible. If we give up and turn our backs on all we've learned, all we've been given, all the truth we now know, Christ's sacrifice and our Christ's sacrifice are left on our own to face the judgment, and a mighty fierce judgment it will be. Amen.
If you will, Pastor, are you able to read both of the scriptures? Because
yes.
Well, you can just read whichever one. Okay. Well, if so, I'd like for you, one of the supporting scriptures for this would be, but so everybody understand, he's talking about after you receive this knowledge of truth, it's the same as tasting the good word of God, as in Colossians 3. So let's go to Colossians 3 and
what verse did you want, Pastor?
Well, you can start with that first verse.
Okay. Colossians 3 from the King James. If ye be then risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. Amen, amen.
Listen, brothers and sisters, see, there's some things that we have to understand about sacrifice, Christ, and I just sort of kind of like spill it out a little bit, then we'll get into the scripture, because there was another scripture I wanted to look at. I'm trying to find it. Did you want to read that out of the Messenger Bible?
Yes, Pastor. In the Message Bible. So if you're serious about living this new resurrection life with Christ, act like it. Pursue the things over which Christ presides. Don't shuffle along, eyes to the ground, absorbed with the things right in front of you. Look, be alert to what is going on around Christ. That's where the action is. See things from his perspective. Amen. Your old life is dead, your new life, which is your real life, even though invisible to spectators, is with Christ in God. Amen.
Amen. So to taste the word of God is to be saved as proven in scriptures. And I'm not going to give you all of them, but Romans 10:9-10, and also Matthew 13:20-23, Acts 2:41. I can give you all kinds of scriptures because I want you to know that once you have tasted the good word of God or the truth, and you understand that, you are saved. So
amen.
All this other shenanigan about, you're saved. What this scripture is talking about is people who want to have their own sacrifice. So you still have people who want to do their own thing. They don't want to go according to the scripture. But and I'm gonna back up a little bit because I went way down here. But the reason people don't understand what's going on because they don't understand that they were going to the temple for sacrifice. That's what they would do once a year. They was required to bring the blood of a ox or the blood, depending on the sin. There's a list of things, if we wanted to get into that, that would require a lot of study. And then some of this you do on your own. But the requirement was to bring an offering once a year, and you would give it to the priest, and the priest would give it to the high priest. Mm-hmm. And once your offering had been given, you was forgiven once a year. But you was conscience the whole year. But once... Mm-hmm. That was kind of like a earthly sacrifice, okay? So it's been quoted throughout the Bible. So, however, it is a certain teaching of the Old Testament that God desired obedience and a right heart, not just an empty compliance with sacrifice. So, like over there in the book of Hosea, for instance, if you want to really get into that, but that's not the point I'm trying to make. The point I'm trying to make is it's about sacrifice. And if you would look closely, those costly sacrifice of animal lives impress upon the sinner the seriousness of his own sin. So without the shedding of blood, there was no remission for sin. Leviticus 17:11 says the life of the flesh is in the blood. So the only way you could be, your sin could be covered, you had to have a blood offering.
Mm-hmm.
And that goes
Amen.
Back to the covenant and all of this. But just to try to simplify everything, because I can't teach it all at one time here, but to give you a panorama view, Jesus has shed his blood for us. So his sacrifice was greater than any Old Testament offering to be considered. So when Jesus gave his blood, I want y'all to hear this now. When he gave his blood, that took care of all the sin problem. That's what it did. It took care of the sin problem. So we don't have a sin problem. Not if you accept Christ. Now, if you don't accept Christ, oh, yeah, you got a sin problem because you're going to need a sacrifice because the Bible says the wages of sin is death. So somebody going to have to die. Or, because see, God ain't accepting animals' blood anymore. He gave his only begotten son's blood. So when you read this over here in Hebrews 10:26, so don't get too far carried away, don't make Jesus' blood of none effect or of no value. The Bible says that God wanted obedience. That was the thing, brothers and sisters. So they rejected Christ's offer of salvation. They rejected God's most precious gift. They simply ignored the leading of the Holy Spirit. So the one who communicated to God, communicated us to God to show his love, God, because that's what God did. He showed his love toward us so that we don't have to pay for our sin. Christ paid for it. So the Bible says that in 2 Corinthians 5:21, that he made him who knew no sin to become sin for us. That he became our sacrifice. Because if it wasn't for that, we'd still be going up to Jerusalem every year with some blood. See, a lot of people don't even know why they go to the temple. They don't have no clue. But these people was going up to the temple not to play church. They believed in that sacrifice. So the Jewish people, now they was warned by God that God was doing this new thing that he had promised. They was warned that the day would come when I would put my law in the inward part. The day would come when the ultimate sacrifice would come. So they rejected Christ. They rejected Christ for another religion, or they didn't really understand what, and I'm saying this kind of slowly because I don't want nobody to miss what I'm saying. They deliberately rejected Christ. So those are the people that when you read Hebrews 10:26, for if we sin willfully after that we have received the knowledge of the truth. So what knowledge did you receive? That God sent his only begotten son. He hung on the cross. He died, bled, went in the grave, came up on the third day, and declared that all power was in his hand. When you get this truth that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in your heart that God is raising from the dead, thou shalt be saved. That Christ became the ultimate sacrifice. So he said, when you reject this knowledge, after having this, have to have a clear understanding of what's going on here, he says, and you willfully now, reject this knowledge of the truth, there remain no more sacrifice for you. See, Christ was a sacrifice. Now, if you're not accepting Christ as a sacrifice, what sacrifice do you have for God? You got to go to God with something, and he don't want no blood now. Remember, he's doing a new thing. That's what he says in the beginning of this chapter, really. For the law having a shadow of things to come and not the very image of the thing, and can never with those sacrifices which they offer year by year continually make the calm thereof perfect. So the sacrifices that they were making year after year could merely cover their sins. It wouldn't remit it. Couldn't get rid of it. But the blood of Christ did. And then that opened another door. That opened the door for you to be like Christ now. So when he said, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ, that opened the door, brothers and sisters, for us to be like God now. We become spiritual, having human experiences. Yeah. Because therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away. Believe me, brothers and sisters, all that stuff was passed away.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible said, for they would not have ceased to be offered because they worshipped once purged sin should have had no more conscience of sin. But see, every year it was on their conscience they had to get to Jerusalem. The Bible says, but in those sacrifices, there is a remembrance against May by sin every year. So every year, the Bible says, they had to go and get the blood of a bull or a goat. And the scripture says, for it was not possible that the blood of a bull or a goat should take away sin. That won't take away sin. So he says, wherefore, when thou cometh into the world, he said, sacrifice and offering thou wouldest not, but a body hast thou prepared for me. And burning offering and sacrifice for sin has had to pleasure. So no pleasure. God don't get no pleasure out of that burning offering. And, you know, people want to make all these sacrifices. Some of them want to fast for 40 and 50 days, 2 and 3. God don't get nothing out of that. God get pleasure out of you walking by faith. That's what pleases God. Hebrews 6, 11 and 6. That's what pleases God. It's you walking in obedience to his word.
Amen.
Because see, when the sacrifice and the burning offering, really that was for man. That wasn't for God. That was for you to cover your sin. But God was after us to have eternal life. And the only way he could do that is to send Christ to cleanse all our sin. And since we're there, let me go ahead and give you a little extra here. That's one reason they said, well, if this is the truth and we understand this, we don't need to be up here coming to Jerusalem. And he said, well, yeah, but you know, you still need to assemble yourself. He didn't tell them to come to no temple or go to no church. He said, you need to assemble yourself. Well, why do you need to assemble yourself? Well, I'm glad you asked. For the fact that the Holy Spirit can communicate where there's two or more gathered together, if it's in a house, if it's in the clubhouse, wherever, it don't matter. It's not limited to a church building, quote, church, because that's not the church. But he wanted us to fail not to assemble ourselves. And so what that simply means is that God wants us to strengthen one another. He wants us to be there for one another, gathering ourselves together to help strengthen one another. And as the days draw closer, we get spiritually stronger. We be able to testify to one another and help one another and help bear one another's burden. So there's a lot of reason to fellowship, but it ain't for chicken dinners and hamburgers and all that kind of stuff. And for this anniversary or that anniversary, I mean, God ain't calling nobody to do all that old fellowshipping like that, people. No, that's religion.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what about the pastor's anniversary? Well, what about the teacher's anniversary? They all got the same title. So what about the apostle anniversary? Well, you know, the first lady. Man, see, that's religion. Study your word. You know, get in your word. We all got the same power, same ability. God don't have no respect to person. And those gifts was for the body of Christ. Read it. But they made them titles rather than gifts. We're supposed to use the gift for the edifying of the body of Christ. Ain't no different. Now, I know preachers probably tell you different, but you go show them Ephesians 4, and the Bible says God gave gift unto me when he ascended on high. You know, that's when the temple rented. That's when God was doing a new thing. He rent the temple. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that was the Holy of Holiness when nobody went. But God exposed all that. He said, I ain't doing this no more. So all that blood that had been behind the altar where man couldn't go, God exposed it all. And the temple was rented. And the blood ran everywhere down the street. But the glory of God went into all the world, into all the nation, into us. Because that's what God wanted it at. He wanted it in us. But anyway, long story short, Acts 5:42, they had not only went to the temple, they went from house to house breaking bread. They went there to do what was necessary. Listen, brothers and sisters, stop trying to live the Old Testament way. Jesus came here and fulfilled that. That's what the New Testament is about. He fulfilled that. That's why now we're living in the book of Revelation. For those that have an ear, let them hear. Everybody don't have an ear to hear the truth. Some people want to hear what they want to hear. But I want you to know that we're living actually in the book of Revelation. I can take you there at any time and show you where you're at, where we're at. But the Old Testament, the people look for Christ. Christ came in the New Testament. He fulfilled everything that was in the Old, and then he turned around in the New and started the New Testament, the New Order. And that's what we're at. But don't get that twisted. You have a sacrifice because if you sin, the Bible says in 1 John 1:9, if you'll confess your sin, he's faithful and just to forgive you and cleanse you of all unrighteousness. Okay, yeah. We're going to leave it right there. Unless somebody have a question or want to have a comment, press 1 and we'll go forward.
Amen. So, Pastor, I'd like to read that from the Message Bible, talk about the sacrifice. The beginning of chapter 10 of Hebrews. So I'll just start with the first verse, verses 1 through 10. It says, the old plan was only a hint things in a new plan. Since that old law plan wasn't complete in itself, it couldn't complete those who followed it. No matter how many sacrifices were offered year after year, they never added up to a complete solution. If they had, the worshipers would have gone merrily on their way, no longer dragged down by their sins. But instead of moving awareness of sin, when those animal sacrifices were repeated over and over, they actually heightened awareness and guilt. The plain fact is that bull and goat blood can't get rid of sin. That is what is meant by this prophecy in the mouth of Christ. You don't want sacrifices and offerings year after year. You've prepared a body for me for a sacrifice. It's not fragrant and smoke from the altar that whet your appetite. So I said, I'm here to do it your way, O God, the way it's described in your book. When he said you don't want sacrifices and offerings, he was referring to practices according to the old plan. When he added, I'm here to do it your way, he set aside the first in order to enact the new plan, God's way, by which we are made fit for God by the one for all sacrifice of Jesus. Amen. So that just summed it up.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
Oh, yeah.
So he's doing a new plan. I heard you say that further down in this part. It said, this new plan I'm making with Israel isn't going to be written on paper, isn't going to be chiseled in stone. This time I'm writing it out, the plan in them, carving it on the lining of their hearts.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much, Pastor. Yeah. See, that's what's going on, brothers and sisters. This new plan requires us to have the Spirit, the testament in our heart. God didn't get rid of the old laws, so don't think that. That's not what we're living by. We just could not have eternal life by the old laws. That wouldn't happen. The only way we could have eternal life is by this new law. Now, a lot of people don't want to hear it because they don't want to hear the truth. But let me tell you what. They had priests then, but God gave us a priest. He gave us a high priest who would make offerings. So that's why we don't need, that's just another reason we don't need the worldly church, so people could go up to the church and they would give their offering to the priest, and then the priest would give it to God. Now, you ought to be thankful. Mm-hmm. You got a direct contact to God.
Thank you,
Because they would say that daily ministering and offering all time some of the same sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
It would never take away sin. It wouldn't do it.
Yes. Amen.
And Christ took his blood once to the Father and told the Father, said, now, the Father told him, said, now, you say you're on my right, to make your enemy become your footstool. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the sacrifice, brothers and sisters. So if you don't accept, after having this knowledge, you don't accept Christ, there's no other salvation for you. You can't get it no other way. By no other man, by no other name whereby man can be saved. There is no other name. So don't be fooled by that.
Mm-hmm.
So don't throw it away, brother and sister. Don't miss the truth. God has a high priest. His name is Christ. He's seated at the right hand side. He's there to make sure that things that he consecrated himself. The Bible says by this new and living way.
Mm-hmm.
He did that for us through this new and living way.
Thank you, Lord.
And that is to say, what he did in his body, what he did on the cross.
Thank you,
Lord. This is the high priest that's over God's house. God's house is his people.
Mm-hmm.
This house was made by God and not made by man.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Anyone else? Press one. Any other comments? Press one. If not, hey, we'll see you all on tomorrow for the word. Uh-oh, wait a minute. Wait. I'm going to press one. Okay, I'm about to go. Okay.
Hello?
2664.
Hello?
Hello?
Sister Taylor from Akron.
Okay, hey, Sister Taylor.
How are you all? Blessed by the best, and praying for the rest. I have a scripture here I'd like to conclude with. I know you're closing out Romans chapter 12.
Okay.
Verse 1. I beseech you, brethren, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say to the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God has dealt to every man the measures of faith. For we are, as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same person, so we being many are one body in Christ, and every one member one of another.
Yeah.
May God bless the reading, hearing, and the doing of his word, and I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth.
Amen, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Taylor. I want to say, some of y'all may know her as Sister Foster, but that's Sister Taylor Foster from Ohio. I need to put some music together, but I think about at least 45 years ago that we used to attend the same church under the tutelage of Reverend McCraney. And she came back into my life the other day. Hadn't talked to her, seen anything for years. I know it'd probably been good 35 years anyway or longer, but anyway, I was so happy to talk to her, and I was so happy that she got the new name and joined us. Thank you so much for participating, and maybe you like to engage in reading from time to time. We'd be just so happy to have anybody who loves the word enough to just read the word and do the word. That's what we're all about. So thank you so much. Do we have anyone else want to share? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Yeah. 05 and 8508. You're on the air. You like to have something to say. I want to say one thing. Hello. She never did come back. Thank you for that scripture, because there's an urgency that we be not conformed to this world. And that's why I tell people all the time, look up the word world to see what that means. We're not to be conformed to this world, but we're to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. Our mind have to be renewed. Your mind don't get born again. It has to be renewed on the word of God. Well, why?
That's
so you can prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. But without a renewed mind, you'll be thinking you're still supposed to be getting the blood of a goat or a bull and taking it to a temple. See, but once your mind's renewed, you get out of that way of thinking. You say, well, wait a minute, Christ is my sacrifice. That's who God made to be my king, is Christ. So if that becomes your sacrifice, you ain't got to run up there every day. But our minds have to be renewed daily on the word of God. So thank you so much again for that. 8508. Go ahead. If not, hey, thank you all again. We'll see y'all.